Have you ever wondered what it feels like to perform in front of 93,000 people? Ben Ebert knows. He achieved a lifelong dream to play in the USC Trojan Marching Band.
Have you ever wanted to do something so much, so badly, but thought it was so far out of reach? I think a lot of us have dreams and goals that we like to say we might accomplish someday, but know deep down inside, we won't really ever get to do whatever it was. This is exactly how I felt when I first saw the Cal Marching Band. I was a young kid, maybe 5 or 6. My family had season tickets to Cal football. We lived right next to Berkeley in Northern California. So every fall, while all my friends were playing in their Little League soccer games, I was going to watch Cal football on Saturdays. It was great. Experiencing tailgating, getting to toss the football with my dad and older brother, then going to watch a college football game. What could be better than that? But the thing I loved most about going to Berkeley every Saturday was not the football. Nope. It was watching the marching band, but most of all, the drum line. We would hear them marching to the stadium while we were tailgating. Everyone could. What were they marching to? The drum cadence. I had never heard anything like it. The sound of all these different percussion parts just blending together in perfect harmony, or I guess in perfect time would be the correct term for drums. Either way, my ears and eyes were glued to it. It was by far the coolest thing I had ever seen in my life. Well, that is until I saw my first Cal-USC game at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. I was 10 years old. It was a warm Southern California evening, an incredible night for a football game. We had found our seats just directly across from the Olympic torch that sits on top of the peristyle arches in the Colosseum. Suddenly, the moment happened. The crowd went wild. I was trying to figure out what was going on, so I looked down to the field, and there he was, the Trojan, standing in the center of the field on the massive interlocking Block SC, dressed in shining gold armor, with a giant red plume striking down the center of his glistening gold helmet. He waved the silver sword he had in his right hand, tossed it into the air, then caught it with both hands, and stabbed it directly into the center of the Coliseum football field. The more than 200 USC band members decked in Trojan outfits stood on the sidelines waiting to be led onto the field by their Trojan drum major. It was a sight I would never forget. Now, you know the feeling of being in such amazement that you literally can't find words to describe how you feel? That's how I felt. What I had just witnessed was what is considered by many to be one of the greatest traditions in college football. And you know what? I wanted to be part of it. I wanted to be one of those band members wearing a Trojan helmet with a drum, marching onto the Coliseum field in front of thousands of cheering fans. Sure, I was a Cal Bears fan, but the sheer thrill I got from watching the USC Trojan marching band inspired me to stick with my desire to play drums and to continue pursuing music, with the dream that one day, maybe one day I would get to participate in what I had just observed. Well, thanks to some hard work I put in at my community college, I was able to get into the University of Southern California. And just 1 week into my fall semester, here's where I found myself.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the Spirit of Troy, the University of Southern California, Trojan.
There I was. I had done it. It was literally a dream come true. I was wearing the Cardinal uniform, which made the 80-degree weather feel like 120. But I didn't care. I had my snare drum and was wearing my very own shining Trojan helmet. I closed my eyes, just listening to the 93,000 fans in the LA Coliseum. And then, as Tribute to Troy played on, it was my turn to step out onto the field, officially living out my childhood dream. The one thing I kept telling myself inside my head, just don't mess this up. Don't forget what to do. Long story short, I didn't mess up.
Ben Ebert, Annenberg Radio News.